White. Long Point, Parramatta, New Zealand. August 7th, 1893. Dear Willie, we are making our third attempt to take the train for Wellington. Alex Brown and his sister Martha have just gone with the luggage to the depot. Martha will watch the goods while Alex comes back for Emily and me. Wednesday was pleasant. Today it is showery. I awoke at 1 o'clock a.m., and the burden was on my mind for this family. I was repeating the words, "While it is called today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." Hebrews 3, verse 13, 15. If the Lord be God, serve him. If Baal, serve him. 1 Kings 18, verse 21. I could not sleep. We had been kept here against our will and previous calculations, and oh, what a weight of responsibility rested upon me. I felt pressed as a cart beneath sheaves. At morning worship, I read a chapter in the Bible, and then I said, "Before we engage in prayer, I feel constrained by the Spirit of the Lord to urge you to come to a decision. What will you do, Belle? Will you tell me in the presence of God that you will be a Christian?" She said, "Yes, I will." I then urged Alex, and he responded that he would serve God. Then Victoria and Charlotte both confessed Christ, and this embraced all at home but the little children who had gone to school. My heart was broken. I felt so grateful, I knew not how to express my gratitude. Three of their unmarried children were wild and unconverted. The mother is so thankful and knows not how to express her gratitude. We are so glad that all at home have decided to serve God. Now I can go to Wellington. I have been here 10 days, laboring all the time and in every way. I could not have worked harder during a series of meetings, but thank God there is rejoicing in the courts of heaven today, and among the angels there is joy. Wellington, home again. We succeeded in getting to the depot with only a shower of rain. We waited 15 minutes for the cars, then tried to find the seat, but found them all full. Tried to get a seat in the first-class cars, but every seat was full. Then Emily saw a chance in the luggage car, and we went in there with the store of large hogsheads, huge baskets, and boxes of dogs. But it was the only place we could find, and I rode quite comfortably. Once we came near being tumbled into a heap. 5 men and 7 women had come into the car, which was a small one, but I was made quite comfortable with my spring cushion. We arrived here at 1 p.m. and had a hearty welcome from Mrs. Tuxford and her mother. An excellent dinner was waiting for me, and I was so hungry I enjoyed the dinner well. I must say we were a queer-looking set in that baggage car, some sitting on hogsheads and some on boxes, and oh, how it rained. And since we arrived here, it has just poured down. My health is good. You need not hurry back if the work must be neglected. I am glad to see the work moving somewhere. Keep in the line that the Lord would have you. I will never complain. With much love.